Theoretical recap. Before diving into the workshop, let's consolidate the essentials. The head section of an HTML document is not visible in the browser window, but it is critical. It contains metadata that browsers, search engines, and assistive technologies rely on to correctly interpret and display your page. Two elements are non-negotiable in any professional HTML document. First, meta charset equals UTF-8 greater than tells the browser which character encoding to use. UTF-8 is the universal standard. It supports virtually every character in every language, including accented letters, special symbols, and emoji. Without it, characters like E, U diéresis, or N tilde may display as garbled text, a common and embarrassing mistake in production. Always place this tag as the very first child of head, before anything else, so the browser applies the encoding from the start. Second, the title element defines the text that appears in the browser tab, in bookmarks, and in search engine result pages. A good title is concise, 50 to 60 characters, descriptive, and meaningful out of context. A bad title, or no title at all, harms both usability and SEO. Think of it as the first thing a user reads before even opening your page. Mental model. The head is a control panel for the browser. The charset is the language decoder, and the title is the page's identity card. Get these two right on every single page you build. Common mistakes. Forgetting charset entirely, placing it after other tags, using an incorrect value like UTF-8 instead of UTF-8, or leaving the title as a generic placeholder like page 1. Mini example. Less than dot type HTML. HTML lang equals on greater than. Head. Meta charset equals UTF-8 greater than. Title my portfolio, Jane Doe slash title. Slash head. Body slash body. Slash HTML. Workshop brief. In the previous workshop, you created your first index.html file and built the minimum valid structure of an HTML document. You now know what doctype, HTML, head, and body mean and how they fit together. This workshop takes you one step further. You will properly configure the head of your page by adding character encoding and a meaningful, professional page title. These are the two most fundamental pieces of metadata every real-world HTML page must have. Your objective is twofold. First, ensure that your HTML document correctly declares UTF-8 encoding so that any character, regardless of language or script, renders properly in the browser. Second, write a title that is descriptive, concise, and contextually appropriate for the page you are building. By the end of this workshop, your index.html must be a clean, valid, and properly configured HTML document that a professional developer would not be embarrassed to push to a production repository. Start by reopening the index.html file you created in the previous workshop. If you do not have it anymore, recreate the minimum HTML structure from scratch. You already know how to do this. Examine your existing head section critically. Is the charset declaration present? Is it the first element in head? Is the title meaningful, or is it still empty or generic? Identify every gap and correct it deliberately, understanding why each correction matters rather than just copying syntax. Once your file is updated, open it in your browser and verify the results yourself. Check that the browser tab displays the title you wrote. Then, test encoding by typing or pasting a few special characters directly into your HTML, for example, accented letters or a currency symbol like euro, directly inside the body as plain text, and confirm they render correctly in the browser. This hands-on verification step is essential. Do not skip it. A developer who does not test their own work is a developer who ships bugs. Finally, review your code one last time before submitting. Ask yourself, is the charset declaration in the right position? Is the title between 50 and 60 characters, meaningful, and free of placeholders? Is the overall document structure valid? You are encouraged to use the W3C Markup Validation Service, validator.w3.org, to run an automated check on your file. Fix any reported errors before submitting. This habit of validating your HTML is a professional reflex you should build from day one. You have 2 hours to complete and submit this workshop. This is sufficient time to work carefully and reflectively. Do not rush. Submit your index.html file before the deadline expires. Late submissions will not be reviewed in the same feedback cycle. You are fully allowed to consult the previous theoretical lessons on the head section, the quiz you completed, and any relevant documentation or resources you find online. You may work alone or ask for help, but make sure you understand every line you write.